Pardon me for the delay once again. Welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. We thank you for joining us. And today our focus is on the mountain mover. Someone said when we pray, it is far more important to pray with a sense of the greatness of God than with a sense of the greatness of the problem. Therefore, you and I are challenged to shift the focus of our prayers from describing the mountain to the mountain mover, his glory, his power, and faithfulness. So thank you for joining us today to focus on the mountain mover. Just a little while earlier, I was thinking of the goodness of God, and in my heart and mind, I found myself being a little bit monotonous in the sense that I'm limited in the words that I could use to describe him. I find myself using the same words. We don't have but so many words, and he is so awesome and so big. And so I said, you know, we just have to search the spirit and mind of God to find more words than we normally use, if they in fact exist. We use words like awesome, great, powerful, glorious, all of those things. Faithful, you know, they're words and they do serve their purpose. But my, he is so great that they really do not measure up to who he truly is. Anyway, today we're focused on him, not on the mountain. Here's what Jesus taught us in Mark chapter 11 and verse 23. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version. And here's what it says. Truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. That's Mark 11:23. In other words, we're told that we can speak to the mountain, and we can say to the mountain what we would like to see happen with it. And then if we do not doubt, if we do not harbor doubt in our hearts, but believes what we say will take place because of the authority and the power given to us by God through Christ Jesus. Jesus is saying, it will be done for him. So today, we want to, I would say, practice that. We want to be able to say to the mountain, be moved and cast into the sea. And we want to believe and trust God, who has given us the promise that that will happen. We won't doubt, and it will be done for us. So that we're finding out every promise has a premise. In other words, every promise has a condition. So today, we want to prayer. Let me, if you will, share our prayer agenda with you today. Yesterday we had proposed to pray for Melvina Campbell, who fell within the last week and a half or so, and was in the hospital for observation for a couple of days, and is now out, but is receiving therapy for her injuries. So we want to pray for her. We want to pray for two persons who are discovering the nature, depth, and dynamics of spiritual warfare, the battle, and what's required of them in order to gain the victory. And so we want to pray for the spiritual strength of Tammy Khalil and for Amelia Bevins. They're both are in spiritual and the economic challenge. So we want to pray their strength. Then we must, before we leave this prayer cast on today, pray for the pending storm that is due to begin in the south and in the east here on this evening or sometime today. It's just amazing that we've had so many storms, snowstorms, storms on top of storms. So we want to pray for the safety of individuals in the entire region. They have predicted that millions will be without power, because particularly in the south, up through the North Carolina, Virginia, Atlanta area, because of, in their area, the storm will show up as an ice storm, which will really make power lines and limbs and trees very heavy, because the ice clings to the trees, and it looks good, pretty, it really does. However, it makes those trees heavy and those power lines heavy, so they're likely to come down and cause tremendous hardship for those who are in the area, and millions are enclosed in that impact area. So we want to pray. And then up here, closer to our region, it changes over to strictly snow, and we are anticipating about 8 or 10 inches of the white stuff. So let us pray. Let us enter into his presence with praise and with thanksgiving. Father, we come before you, and we come so with humility. We come with respect and gratitude. We come with thanksgiving into your presence. We bless your holy name today. We feel and know that you've invited us to come, and you have looked forward to this time of meeting, and as we have, where we come before you, we want to hear your voice, we want to sense your presence, we want to share with you those things that you have shared with us in your word, and those commands and directives that you've given to us for us to follow, collaborating with you over the circumstances and the issues that are present for us, present for many, and present on our earth right now. And we're submitting that we need you and depend on you. Dear Father, we know that there are failings for which we are guilty of. We have transgressions. We have transgressed. We have iniquities. We have failings, shortcomings. And we ask today, dear Father, that we want to come by the altar of forgiveness. We want your forgiveness applied to our lives. Forgive us for our sins. And we thank you, Lord, for giving that to us, because you're faithful to your word and your promises, that if we confess our sin, you would willingly forgive us. And you would go on to cleanse us. We need your cleansing, so that our presence would be pleasurable and a sweet aroma to you. We need your cleansing. So we pass by the brazen laver, so to speak, the aspect of the blood of Christ that remains to continually bring us cleansing. We thank you for that today, and we receive it in his wonderful, wonderful name. And Father, today, we want to thank you for actually witnessing your mercy and your grace. And we have prayed for peace for the Olympic Games in the town of Sochi in Russia, that the plots of the adversary would not be fulfilled. They would be frustrated, hindered, and destroyed, and that security personnel and law enforcement would be able to discern and spot and see and are quickened to any movements, any of the strategies of the dark forces that specialize in stealing and killing and destroying. So we pray once again and lift up that event that displays this, the power of the human spirit in how we're made awesomely and wonderfully. Father, we thank you for protecting those athletes, all 3,000 plus of them, for all of the visitors, the ones who are watching at home and at the scene. We bless them with your safety. We know that you have invisible security. We thank you for that. So we bless your name on today. We thank you for hearing our praise and our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I do want to thank all of you for joining us on this Wednesday morning in the month of February here. It's the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2000. Today of our focus, for our focus for those who just joined us, and of course, once again, welcome. Our focus is on the mountain mover, not on the mountains. The mountain mover, and it is far greater, someone said, to pray with a sense of the greatness of God than with a sense of the greatness of the problem or the mountain, so to speak. So we've making sure that our focus is in the right direction. So we want to not describe the mountain as much as we want to focus on the mountain mover, his glory, his power, and his faithfulness. I have the lines open, and if you have a praise report or a prayer request, now would be a good time to voice that, even as we proceed forward in time. Our prayer agenda is we want to pray for, while you're thinking about what you may say, let us hasten quickly, because this is the leftover from yesterday. We had proposed to pray for Melvina Campbell, so let's pray for her right now. She fell and was in observation in the hospital for a few days and is now home. However, she's in therapy for injuries that she may have sustained during that time. Father, we thank you for your healing. We thank you, Lord, that there is nothing that is impossible to you. And healing is our bread. And we thank you today for healing for Melvina. Bless her. Strengthen her body. We speak peace to her spirit and her mind and her soul, and that she would persevere, and that you would use this incident and this occasion to apply complete healing to her body, total healing, even as she goes through therapy. We thank you, Lord, for reassuring us that you're still the healer, and for reassuring her of the fact that she's being healed. By his stripes, she's healed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Okay.
Good morning.
If you have a... Yes, we're hearing you. Sounds like the end.
Yes. I have a prayer request. My prayer request is that I pray that, you know, God help me with my family, and you know, I need prayer for my son. It's like him and I were in a emotional struggle.
Okay.
It gets a little difficult as a mother trying to handle the struggle that we're in. Sometimes I just don't know what to do, you know.
Okay.
And we definitely need prayer in that area, you know. And that's basically all I, you know, I'm asking this morning.
Okay. Well, he is the mountain mover. He is glorious and powerful and certainly faithful. And turning to him is turning to the source. So we thank God for you. Blessed. We're going to believe God. He said, if we can believe and trust him, what we say shall be done. Father, we are saying today, in agreement with your heart, you have a heart towards families. And Father, you know the circumstances that exist in the honest family. You know the dynamics. And Father, you know where the healing needs to occur. Father, we stand with her in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We stand with her right now. We add our faith to her faith. We thank you, Lord, for giving her a mind to call on you, because it's from you,
Lord,
that our help comes. Father, move on her heart even the more. Move on her son's heart, her husband's heart. Father, we command the adversary to take up his weapons and to flee in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the victory. We thank you now for the victory, the overcoming power of your glory, your faithfulness.
Yes, Father.
Right now, in the name of Jesus,
Jesus,
we bring and introduce the kingdom of God into this family in a mighty way on this day. Father, meet every need. All needs are met. All your needs by Christ Jesus. We thank you for this day, that this is a day of moving forward towards the light. The light that shines, that comes to discern and to make those things that are out of order, make every crooked thing straight. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you, Lord, for the great testimony of your intervention, like only you can. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you for
the powers.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
Oh, glory and honor to you.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise his name. Praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful Savior. We focus on you, Lord. You move mountains. And you're the mountain. Hallelujah. There's no mountain that can stand before you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
glory
you, Father.
To you, honor to you,
hallelujah.
To you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
praise the name
thank
of the
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Father,
all
we
glory.
Thank you for the we thank you for the victory that you've already given. We thank you for the
thank
victory.
You for doing it, Lord.
Yes. We thank you for the victory.
Given us the faith. And it'll come
hallelujah.
To you believing and trusting
yes.
that you will remove every mountain that stands before us.
Nothing will block us
over you remove it, Lord. Because
yes.
you promised
yes.
us with
yes.
you all things are possible.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Give it all to you.
Praise the name of God. Praise the name of God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
We fear no evil.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the victory, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thy will be done on earth.
Yes, Lord.
As it is in heaven on this day. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you,
Lord. You
are the God of the impossible.
Yes.
You are the
yes.
most immovable. You are
yes.
our refuge. You are our rock.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Our salvation,
yes.
Lord. We trust in you.
Yes, hallelujah.
Lord.
He is our hiding place.
Never leave us,
thank
nor forsake us.
You are our
shield. You are our high tower,
Lord.
You are our refuge.
He is faithful
yes.
all the time.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You are our
strength,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you for being our strength, Lord.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Thank you for giving
you
us the joy and peace in you, Lord, because you said
you
promised us that you filled you with joy,
hallelujah.
You would be our strength.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father, for being
hallelujah.
A great provider.
Yes.
The cattle
yes.
on the hills are yours, Lord. The earth and the fullness thereof. Are yours, Lord. Everything is yours, Lord. We want for nothing. You will provide our every need.
Yes, Father.
Come
thank
before
you, Lord.
You bring in our every need, Lord.
Yes.
Our spiritual need, our financial need, our physical
yes.
need.
Yes.
We bring it all to you,
yes.
Jesus, and we surrender
hallelujah.
To you, Lord. Knowing that you
yes.
will meet every need.
Yes.
And we would give you the praise and magnify your name, glorify your name in advance, Lord. Because we know it is already done.
Jesus,
it is already done in your name,
thank you,
Jesus. We thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for spiritual strength for Tammy.
Yes, Lord.
Tammy Khalil, Lord. The Father, that she leans on you totally for all of her needs, that you loom larger than any of her needs. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for being her strength. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for being Amelia Bevins, being her strength. Father, raise both of these two women up in your power, in the authority that you've given, as you teach them how to walk after you and with you, walking in the light. We thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We rebuke every hindering spirit, every demonic plot in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them can prosper, that light will be their living and light would be surrounding them continually. They would begin to see the path right after your footsteps, becoming strong, towering disciples. In the name of Jesus,
Yes, okay.
Jesus has been made manifest to destroy all of the works of the adversary. And Father, we right now declare the works of the adversary with respect to Tammy and Amelia are completely frustrated and destroyed. And that the glory, Father, that's in you through Jesus Christ, the power that's in you and faithfulness that's in you through Christ will be poured out by your Spirit upon these two ladies in the name of Jesus, that they would be able to go from mere survival to victorious living and conquering, becoming overcomers in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. And they will never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of your hand.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. And they are in your hand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we pray today against every weapon that is being designed and has been designed by the adversary against this prayer team. Every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, that it is brought under subjection to the power and authority of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We thank you, dear Father, that your purpose, your glory, your faithfulness and power is being displayed in our lives, through our lives, for the blessing and the greatness of your plan in the earth concerning the nations, concerning the church, concerning the people of God. We thank you, Lord, for the authority and permission that you've given us to use your name, your great name. And Father, you've given your Son a name above every other name, that at the sound of his name, every knee should bow. And Father, right now, there are knees that are opposing your plan and your purposes in the earth, your plan and your purposes for the people of God, your plan and your purposes for us. And right now we rebuke those dark forces and we describe those plots as defeated, destroyed in the name of Jesus, that the enemy is suppressed and all of his agents, human and supernatural, in the name of Jesus, we stand today as one person in the name of Jesus, under the blood-stained banner of Jesus Christ. We thank you today in Jesus' name for the victory. So we lift your banner high.
Hi.
For all to be, all the principalities,
yes,
all the powers,
in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Hallelujah. The blood prevails.
The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan.
Jesus' name.
The blood of Jesus is against you.
Yes, in the name of Jesus, we have
the victory.
Hallelujah.
Christ
we have the victory. Thank you, Father, for giving us the victory, for making us more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you for moving us victory to victory, from faith to faith, from strength to strength. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that every need is met by Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Let us pray. I just sense the presence of God in a mighty way. Let us pray for the protection of everyone that is connected to this prayer cast today, either live right now or be connecting later to stream this link to themselves, because this program is available for access 24/7. It's recorded and archived, and so people can access it any time of the day or night. Let us pray for the safety of everyone that's connected today. All of our prayer team, even those who may not be on at this moment or today, for this their safety, for our safety during this storm that will begin just a little bit later today. Now, God is bigger than the storm, and I know that you know that. Praise God.
He's
the Lord. Yes, the Lord over the storm. But we know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. So we want to pray for safety for each and every one of you, each and every one of us, as we go out as we must into the world today to do the business that's and tasks that are at hand, whatever that is, but that we would have safety. And so I'm going to ask someone who is, of course, you would have to be on live with us to do this, but one of you, I would ask one of you warriors to take up this prayer request that we would have safety during this storm, and safety for just people in the storm region, the storm area, which goes all the way down south of us and somewhat across and inland going a little bit west. So let us pray for that. Someone, would you take this up? One of our prayer team, would you take up this request and pray for this, for the safety of all concerned during this storm?
Thank you.
And this prayer may well cover you.
Because
we're all in it.
Hallelujah. Yes, we are. Amen. Oh, God, we just want to thank you, Father God. Lord, we want to thank you for your presence, oh, God. Lord, you said we are gathered in your name. You are in the midst, oh, Father God. And, Lord God, you are that mountain remover, Lord God. We just thank you for even now, oh, God. You said, speak to this mountain, and it shall be removed, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, even, oh, God, on the broadcast which they have spoken over. So, Father God, we pray for a shifting, Father God, shifting in the heavens, oh, God, in the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
For we know, oh, God, there is safety, oh, God.
Hallelujah.
In you, oh, Father God. Oh, God, just as they, oh, God, was in when Moses, oh, God, applied the blood, oh, God, to the doorposts, oh, God. The death angel passed by, Lord God. And Lord, you believe in that for right now, oh, God, of the lines going down, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh, God, we commit everyone, oh, God, to you in your hands, that you will have your way, oh, Father God.
Jesus.
Oh, in Goshen, oh, Father God, for this safety, oh, God. In you is a kingdom power, Lord God. In you, oh, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Lord, that every believer everywhere, oh, God, will be, oh, Father God, on the post, at the gate, oh, God, praying, oh, God, believing you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of darkness, of evil, of harm and danger right now. We bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, that everyone, oh, God, will be supplied according to your riches and glory, because you are able to keep that. We commit, and we commit, oh, God, the Carolinas, oh, God, the Georgias, oh, God, Lord, Jersey, oh, Father God, yes, Lord, even the East Coast, oh, God, in your hands right now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, let's believe God for our safety and our protection. At the same time, be cautious and careful where you walk and step as you go out. There's lots of ice, and the ice is hard as concrete. So he will hold you up lest you dash your foot against, not a stone in this case, but some ice that is hard as stone. So be careful and just trust God and be wise and make sure that you're prepared as one can be for the impending storm. He has brought us through all the others to this point, and He's not about to abandon us. So know that He's with you and that He's watching over you. He has dispatched His ministering angels to guard you and to keep you. This is why this morning I was just kerfuffled, so to speak, if I use that term, concerning God, as I thought about Him and His goodness and what I'm seeing of Him, His moves, His footsteps, His handiwork, and I'm just out of words on what to say. I'm just with my finger over my lips, so to speak, and just watching Him move. And it's just amazing. So know that you're blessed today, and you're too blessed to be stressed.
Amen.
You're too blessed to be stressed. Hallelujah. God is on the throne.
He's on the throne.
Yes, he is. He hasn't left. He doesn't go out to breakfast. If he has breakfast, it's delivered right to his throne. He doesn't have to leave. He never leaves the vacuum of power where he is not present. Well, I would love to just share this benediction with you, and I trust that you will receive it with a grateful heart. And just know that God is with you. Look forward. Doesn't matter what the storm does. That's another thing I'm happy about. As long as we have electrical power, we'll be able to be on. And so we're looking forward to being with you again on Thursday morning at 6 o'clock sharp. And invite someone to join and come. Bring, don't feel like you're putting too much on God. Bring a praise report and or a prayer request. God wants it. So here's the benediction. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23 and 24. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Well, God bless you richly. Thank you for joining us. Looking forward to being with you on tomorrow again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Bless everyone. And remember, the blood is revealed.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless
Amen.
You.
God bless everyone. Our God
bless
is with
you.
Our God is strong.
Yes.
Our God is greater
than
any other. And higher. Praise
bless
God.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless everyone.
Woo. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.